For CRI, I'm Alexander Orcott. Municipal authorities here in Beijing have lifted the orange alert for heavy air pollution. This after a strong cold front and slight rain rolled through the capital last night, dispersing the week-long smog. Today, air quality is listed as fairly good, or level 2 here in Beijing. Despite this, Chinese President Xi Jinping has issued a new call for more to be done to tackle air pollution. China's foreign ministry has released a new statement urging Japanese leaders to address the concerns of Chinese wartime forced labourers who are suing Japanese firms for compensation. This comes as 37 former forced labourers have filed a lawsuit with the courts here in Beijing. The group of 37 is seeking compensation of 1 million yuan each, as well as an apology from Mitsubishi and Mitsui. A court in Japan has already rejected the Chinese plaintiffs' wartime compensation claims. Ukrainian riot police have been disbanded after being accused of being responsible for deaths during the political unrest in Kiev. This comes amid rising tensions in Ukraine's Crimea region, where fistfights have broken out between pro- and anti-Russian demonstrators. At least 20 people have reportedly been hurt in the unrest in Crimea. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered a massive training exercise for military units across Russia, including along the borderline with Ukraine. NATO defense ministers currently meeting in Brussels now say they're closely monitoring the movements of the Russian forces. Anti-government protesters in Thailand have rallied outside the National Police Headquarters in Bangkok. They are demanding justice for the 5 people killed in a pair of attacks on anti-government rally sites over the weekend. 2 children were killed in a grenade attack on the protest site in Bangkok, which has prompted a change in philosophy among those who have been taking part in demonstrations. On Saturday, a 5-year-old girl was killed in an attack on a rally site in the eastern province of Trat. At least 20 people have been killed since the protests to overthrow the government of Yingluck Shinawatra began in November. An Egyptian court has sentenced 26 people to death for plotting attacks on ships passing through the Suez Canal. The judges in the case say the men are also responsible for manufacturing missiles and explosives. The defendants have all been tried in absentia. The sentencing comes a day after new Egyptian Prime Minister-designate Ibrahim Mahlab vowed to crush terrorism in all corners of the country. Mahlab has been put in charge of forming a new government following Monday's surprise resignation of interim Prime Minister Hazem al-Bablawi and his cabinet. Italy's navy announced on Wednesday that it rescued 800 migrants over a period of 24 hours. Several rescue operations involving ships and helicopters have been carried out in the Strait of Sicily between Italy and Tunisia. Nearly 600 people were rescued overnight, with another 200 picked up Wednesday morning. It was the second major rescue operation of the sort in less than a month. The Italian Navy carried out a similar intervention at the beginning of February, saving over 1,100 migrants in 24 hours. Several Asian nations, including China, will meet on March the 18th to discuss a maritime code of conduct. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says it's the 10th round of meetings on declaration on the conduct of parties in the South China Sea. The government says it is open-minded and looking to maintain smooth communications with countries of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. The central bank here in China is taking another step towards creating more financial freedom in the free trade zone in Shanghai. In its latest move, the PBOC is set to remove the interest rate ceilings on smaller foreign currency deposits in the FTZ. The new rules will be effective from March the 1st. The relaxation of rules applies to deposits of less than $3 million. Currently, regulatory caps apply to 1 year or other short-term deposits in US dollars, the Japanese yen, euros, and Hong Kong dollars. Deposits worth more than $3 million are not subject to the interest rate ceilings. The move marks the full liberalization of interest rates on foreign currency deposits in the FTZ. The Chinese government says the country's pension system is in surplus, a sharp contrast to reports of a possible pensions crisis. The fund's balance stood at 3.1 trillion yuan, or 506 billion US dollars, at the end of 2013. 2.8 trillion of that is the balance for registered workers' pensions. Hu Jiawei, Vice Minister of Human Resources and Social Security, says payment into the pension system totaled 2.25 trillion yuan last year, while payment totaled 1.84 trillion. Those are the latest headlines from CRI. I'm Alexander Orcott.